Anyone who has ever gone to school is probably aware that Isaac Newton formed his theory of gravity after seeing an apple fall from a tree. This story is allegedly true. What is certain, however, is that few people in history have had a greater impact on the development of science and mathematics.
Newton was born on Christmas Day, 1642, in the rural English county of Lincolnshire. His father died before his birth, and his mother's remarriage to a man who did not want him around meant that Isaac's early years were spent in the care of his grandmother. At age 12, he was sent away to school in the town of Grantham.
Living in the house of an apothecary called Clark, young Isaac showed a keen interest in the man's chemistry books and laboratory. He also built devices to amuse Clark's stepdaughter, including floating lanterns and a windmill run by a live mouse. Newton was said to be attracted to the girl, but she later married someone else, while he remained single all his life.
Newton entered Trinity College, Cambridge, in 1661. He arrived at a promising time when more and more scholars were beginning to question long-held beliefs about the world. This new attitude was being expressed through a growing interest in science and mathematics.
After graduating in 1665, Newton planned to study for a master's degree, but the university was closed due to an outbreak of the plague. He returned to his home village for 18 months, during which time he did most of the thinking that led to his later work on gravitation and optics. This was also when the apple incident is said to have occurred. Newton's first biographer claimed he heard the story from the man himself.
Newton returned to Cambridge in 1667, completed his studies, and at the age of 27 became Lucasian Professor of Mathematics there. He was given this position on the recommendation of his predecessor and held it for 27 years.
Newton's experiments in optics led to improvements in the effectiveness of telescopes. He sent his results to the Royal Society, England's most prestigious scientific organization. The Society's positive reaction encouraged him to send in a paper outlining his experiments on light.
Some of the Society's more conservative members objected to Newton's revolutionary conclusions. Always sensitive to criticism, he became discouraged and almost quit scientific work altogether. The great astronomer Edmund Halley eventually persuaded Newton to put together the results of his work on the laws of motion.
The outcome was the famous Principia Mathematica, first published in 1687, in which Newton presented solutions to most of the problems of motion that had concerned earlier scientists. This was the high point of his professional life, though he continuously revised and improved the work until his death in 1727. The papers Newton left behind testify to the incredible powers of concentration of the genius who opened the door to the age of technology.